WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. An 11th round of U.S.-China trade talks ends without an agreement, and that means tariffs will be imposed on $300 billion in Chinese products that don't already face import taxes. The two countries have a different opinion on finding a solution.
The United States wants structural changes to China's economy, and China, meanwhile, has based its entire economy around a series of principles. China's chief economic negotiator, Liu He, spoke to reporters in Washington.
At present, both sides have reached consensus in many aspects. But frankly speaking, differences still exist.
What he's talking about there is that China is a state-run economy. The government has its hands in just about every major industry. And that is what the United States has a fundamental problem with.
Correspondent Matt Rivers. It's deja vu on the George Washington Parkway. 2 months after a sinkhole popped up on the parkway, another one has in the same area. The parkway's closed from Route 123 to the Beltway near Dead Run. This morning, engineers are assessing the extent of the problem and how to fix it. The National Park Service doesn't yet know when the northbound lanes will be reopened. Southbound lanes remain open. If you're catching a performance at the Kennedy Center this weekend, be sure to leave yourself extra time. Roads around the center are closed as construction is done on a pedestrian bridge that connects Rock Creek Park to the center.
The vehicle closures are taking place between Virginia Ave and the Potomac River Freeway behind the Lincoln Memorial.
Spokesperson Michelle Pendolini says drivers approaching from the north on Rock Creek Parkway will follow a detour onto Virginia Avenue. Drivers approaching from the south will follow a detour onto the ramp that leads to I-66. A 24-year-old Marine from the district dies from injuries sustained in a rollover accident involving a light armored vehicle during a training exercise at Camp Pendleton in California. First Lieutenant Hugh McDowell died Thursday morning. Six other Marines were injured. More than 500 people are expected tonight at an annual military gala celebrating the LGBTQ community.
They're used to glass ceilings at the American Military Partner Association gala. A few years ago, it was gay marriage. Now it's a transgender ban.
This event is becoming more and more important. And this will be an event that we can all come together and show a solidarity.
Spokesman Nick Stone says organizers thought they were past the politics.
And yet here we are several years later under a new administration and now fighting for things that we thought were already in place.
The event at the Capitol Hilton features former Army and Navy secretaries as well as hundreds of service members and their spouses. John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The teenager who charged a gunman at a Denver area STEM school Tuesday was only days from graduation. Kendrick Castillo's father, John, isn't surprised his son tried to stop the gunman.
He knew that he had to protect people he loved, you know, and didn't surprise me or my wife.
Eight other students were injured in the shooting, which involved two gunmen. A judge ruled yesterday prosecutors have until Wednesday to decide what charges to pursue against them. In sports, the Nats were blanked by the Dodgers, falling by a 5-0 margin. In the NBA semifinals, the Golden State Warriors beat the Rockets 118-113. Up next, traffic and weather on WMAL.
Severe weather.
This long line of thunderstorms.
Flash floods.
The region could be getting up to 5 inches of rain over the next couple of days.
No matter what the threat, trust WMAL for the latest news on spring storms from accurate and dependable forecasts.
Definitely a lot of rain in a relatively short period of time.
For the latest news on how the weather will affect you.
Those fierce winds overnight, splintering trees and utility poles.
For the information you need on spring storms, trust WMAL.
Are you a stock or option trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day. For free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
It's 705 WMAL Traffic and Weather. Here's Michelle Eads in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heavy delays in Virginia on 95 southbound between Lorton and Route 1. All lanes remain shut down because of a serious crash. The express lanes are open. That's a good alternate for you right now. But again, 95 southbound expects some pretty heavy delays as all lanes remain closed. And traveling through Vienna on Route 7 westbound, right at 123, that accident takes away two left lanes. Very heavy delays through there. And on the GW Parkway northbound, the northbound lanes remain shut down between George Bush Center for Intelligence and the Beltway because of a sinkhole. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, mostly cloudy, then showers likely in the late afternoon, a high in the mid-60s. Tonight, rain and patchy fog, a low around 55. Right now, 66 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Have you heard the commercials that yell, "We have the buyers"? Well, that's good for them, but not good for you if you're selling your home. I'm Eric Stewart with the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster, and I have over 31 years of real estate experience and knowledge. Buyer agents represent buyers. When you're selling your home, you want the listing team that sells your home fast and for top dollar to represent you. Google the Eric Stewart Group right now or call 800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104.
I wish this double chin would just go away. Do you see yourself saying that, right? It's Larry O'Connor, and from now until Mother's Day, your wish is our command with Genucel's outrageous Mother's Day sale. Double chin, sagging jawlines, and turkey necks. They're the real problems until now. Introducing the new Genucel jawline treatment formulated with MDL technology. Robin from Lubbock, Texas wrote in and said, "I put that jawline cream on my neck like 2 or 3 days ago. It's the best my neck has looked in over 20 years. Several people told me my face looks young and I'm blown away." You could have expensive or harsh treatments to look younger, but why would you do that? This is the last week to get the Genucel jawline treatment absolutely free when you order the classic Genucel for eye bags and puffiness. And with its instant effects, you'll see results in the first 12 hours, guaranteed, or your money back. Go to Genucel.com, Genucel.com, or call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. A surprise Mother's Day premium gift with all orders, 800-525-2720, or visit Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
American Military University is a respected educator to national security professionals, a distinction earned by never forgetting our students are priority one. We keep tuition affordable, attract field-tested faculty, and provide curriculum that helps keep you ahead of industry trends. When you enroll at AMU, you join a community respected by area employers. Get started at amuonline.com. AMU is part of the American Public University System, which is certified to operate by CHEV.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Thank you for being with us on the Saturday morning update, Mother's Day weekend, and John Gizzi joins us, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
The latest in the flood of subpoenas. Friday, House Democrats subpoena Steve Mnuchin and the IRS for Donald Trump's tax returns. Of course, that follows the subpoena to the Attorney General, the subpoena to Don Jr. that actually came out of a Republican committee. In terms of these subpoenas, John, assuming that the recipients continue to ignore them, what is the ultimate legal jeopardy and what would really happen? I believe Adam Schiff threatened a fine of $25,000 a day for each day that the subpoena was ignored. But what's the reality check?
Well, the reality check is someone has to prosecute someone for defying a subpoena or being in contempt of Congress. And sure enough, when one is held in contempt, or one defies a subpoena, it is up to the U.S. attorney from where this particular person happens to live to determine what the next step is. When Eric Holder was cited for contempt in Congress for his role in the Fast and Furious gunwalking operation across the border, he had files subpoenaed and he refused to turn them over. He was cited for contempt. The U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia happened to be a fellow Democrat and an Obama appointee. There was no way he was going to bring charges against his superior Attorney General Holder. Similarly, if William Barr is held in contempt, it's up to the U.S. Attorney to decide whether or not to punish the Attorney General and take him to court. I think that this U.S. Attorney will follow the example of her predecessor with Eric Holder and do nothing. It takes two to prosecute.
There's been a lot of discussion about the subpoena of Don Jr. because it came out of Republican Senator Richard Burr's Senate Intelligence Committee. What do you make of that?
Well, Richard Burr is someone who has already announced his retirement in 2022. He is invulnerable to criticism or to any kind of action. He is going to do as he chooses. And in this particular case, he's going to subpoena Donald Trump Jr. regarding his attendance at a meeting of June of 2016 at the Trump Tower with a Russian attorney and discussion of, quote, obtaining dirt, end of quote, on Democratic opponent Hillary Clinton. Now, again, the only problem with this is that Don Jr. has testified before other committees. They have gone through this subject repeatedly, and he has been before the committee answering questions under oath 27 hours so far. One has to ask, what more are they going to find out with more testimony from Don Jr., who has never been charged with anything so far? My guess is that this is just part of a larger pattern that's going to leave the American public with a yawn when all of the related legal actions take place.
Well, those are subpoenas that have been issued so far. Who's next? It could be the special counsel, Robert Mueller. He will not testify before Congress as the Democratic lawmakers had hoped for next week. Representative Jerry Nadler, of course, is the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. He told reporters yesterday, quote, he'll come at some point. If necessary, we'll subpoena him. What's behind his decision at this point not to testify, do you think?
Robert Mueller, who is someone who never comes before Congress without being completely prepared, will be prepared. Methinks that he has to digest the 400-plus pages of the report that bears his name, and in particular, rethink some of the criticisms that he launched as a retaliation against the executive summary of the reports prepared by one Attorney General William Barr. I have a feeling that he will probably look at everything and get involved at the appropriate time. But in the meantime, it's going to be on his terms and no one else's. That's the way Bob Mueller operates.
Patrick Shanahan has been the acting Secretary of Defense since the departure of James Mattis. President Trump nominating him now for the permanent position. The Republicans control the Senate, but what do you expect from the Democrats when his confirmation comes up?
Rick, they're going to do the same thing they do with every other major Senate confirmation vote of this president, the last being William Barr as Attorney General. They're going to stall, they're going to complain, they're going to make noise at hearings, and in the end, they'll vote no. I don't see why they cost the taxpayers so much money delaying the process when they know what the votes will be. I can predict the outcome of the Senate confirmation vote to advise and consent to the nomination of Patrick Shanahan as Secretary of Defense. It will be 53 ayes and 47 nays. In other words, the exact breakdown of the Senate. Now, another thing that should be noted about Mr. Shanahan, he was vice president of Boeing. He's a procurement guy whose only national security experience was the year and a half that he was Deputy Secretary of Defense under former Secretary James Mattis. He's also the second Secretary of Defense in history who never served in the military, the other, of course, being Dick Cheney. And my guess is he'll be confirmed, but not without a fight, and he will move on. Incidentally, not a defense guy, and he has the slimmest resume offered to the Senate since Neil McElroy, a CEO of Procter & Gamble, was tapped by the job by Dwight Eisenhower in 1957.
Being a White House correspondent, you are around the White House. How would you gauge the mood these days between the administration and the media, now that we've had some time since the release of the Mueller report?
The administration is increasingly hostile to many members of the press, charges that they are avoiding the press and don't provide information fly like shrapnel these days. And my guess is that this is going to continue unless the president takes the selfless step of reopening the regular press briefings at the White House. He has said that he can summarize the news and be press secretary just as well as anyone can behind the most famous podium in the world. We'll see if that's so.
Well, he spent 32 minutes talking to the press on Thursday. John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Thank you very much and enjoy the weekend.
I certainly will, but it's bittersweet, Rick, because I miss my mother and my mother-in-law across the veil that is purple and across the years. And I would just tell you, and I include my mother-in-law along with my mother, that a mother's love is something that raises you up early in the morning and blesses you before you go to sleep at night. Happy Mother's Day.
Perfect sentiment from John Gizzi. 717 Saturday Morning Updates, WMAL. We'll talk with Cheryl Atkinson next, but first off, a check of the traffic and weather, and Christine Eves is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Things are looking better on 95 southbound between Lorton and Route 1 in Woodbridge. Accident activity has now been moved over to the shoulder, so all your lanes are open. They were shut down for some time, so expect heavy delays 95 southbound as you approach Lorton, making your way past Route 1 where the accident activity sits on the shoulder. On the GW Parkway northbound, all lanes are shut down because of a sinkhole from George Bush Center for Intelligence to the Beltway. And in Vienna, Route 7 westbound at 123, that accident takes away two left lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, your WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, we've got showers for the day today. High temperature 66. Rain throughout the day on Sunday. 90% chance of precipitation. High of 56. Thunderstorms Monday, high 60. Clouds on Tuesday and Wednesday with the highs in the 60s. 61 right now, going to 66. 718 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall. WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
It's the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. Cheryl Atkinson joins us. She is the author of The Smear and Stonewalled and hosts Full Measure. That is every Sunday at 10 a.m. on ABC 7 and also during the day on News Channel 8. Good morning and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you so much.
You have a fascinating story about a survivor of the Jonestown Massacre 4 decades ago who is now serving in the United States Congress.
You know, I found a lot of people don't remember much about the Jonestown Massacre, where the socialist cult leader Jim Jones led over 900 Americans, men, women, and children, to their graves. And he had started this compound in South America, bringing a lot of Americans with him, promising this socialist utopia, saying America was a horrible, capitalist, racially insensitive place. And there were a lot of rumors of abuses, people being held against their will and other things. So one congressman was there to investigate, Leo Ryan, and with him was a young legislative aide named Jackie Speer. Well, all hell broke loose on that congressional visit. There was gunfire, gunshots when people tried to leave the camp and leave Jim Jones. Congressman Ryan was murdered, as were some journalists who were on site. And Jackie Speer, that legislative aide, she was shot 5 times but somehow survived. Well, fast forward 41 years later, Jackie Speer is now a U.S. congresswoman, and she's written a book that looks back at the Jonestown Massacre. It's called Undaunted. It's fascinating. And we interviewed her Sunday because she's talking not only about the massacre itself, but her story of survival, how it happened and what's happened to her life since then. I think people find this fascinating.
That is amazing. And for people that, you know, were not around at that time to hear that story, it was just horrific.
You know what has really struck me in reading her book? How his message, his anti-capitalist, socialist utopia, accusing America of being a racist place, promising egalitarian society where everybody got paid basically a basic wage and so on. It sounds so much like what some people are saying today. But he had brainwashed people by the thousands. At the same time, he was very politically connected. According to Speer's book, she says he was largely left alone, even though people knew these abuses were happening when he started in San Francisco, because he could deliver voters to the polls and make a difference in a close race there. And she also says that's why the State Department, the U.S. State Department, kind of left him alone and didn't provide assistance in investigating the abuses in Guyana when the congressional delegation wanted to go. So I think there's a great deal about the story that even if you've heard something of it, that you probably didn't know.
A lot of talk this week, obviously, about the trade talks with China. And one battlefront in that U.S.-Chinese economic competition is the electric car industry. And you've got a story tomorrow on Full Measure, and I guess we don't really realize how much the American taxpayer is funding the fight?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people know electric cars, they were not considered a viable industry without taxpayer help. So taxpayers, through programs that were started in 2008 and expanded in 2009 and so on, have been giving taxpayer-funded benefits to buy electric cars to kind of make them more affordable and put them closer to being in line with gas-powered cars so that they could make a go of it. Well, billions of tax dollars have gone for this benefit, and some of these tax credits, as they call them, are starting to phase out. And in fact, President Trump proposes ending them altogether in his proposed budget upcoming. But there are some Democrats and Republicans in Congress who would like to see them continue. So the question is, how much U.S. tax money should be dumped into this? But add to the mix what you just said. China is dominant in the electric car industry, and they want to expand it worldwide. So we're kind of like here in America, do we let them take over the market completely? Do we back off subsidizing our market and just let them have it? What are the upsides and the downsides to putting more taxpayer money into it?
I want to turn to a story that you have at CherylAtkison.com, and that is, according to CNN, Democrats in the House of Representatives are pushing their members to be a more forceful and dominant presence on Fox News, and the plan to actually host a training session in the Capitol to help members prepare for Fox News appearances. Now, Cheryl wrote the book, The Smear, How Shady Political Operatives and Fake News Control What You See, What You Think, and How You Vote. So I think you're the perfect person to comment on this.
Well, you know, this is very much in line with what I've written about, how special interests, corporate and political, have figured out how to dominate the news landscape and social media by training people, sending out their emissaries, sending out talking points, getting them booked on the cable channels and on the news, actually training reporters to write stories for money that have a certain viewpoint and get them published in sort of the usual suspect quasi-news publications online and so on. So this is just in line with that. It's really not surprising. And I would say, you know, if you flip around and watch, as I do, some MSNBC, some Fox, some CNN, you know, Democrats are quite a dominant presence at times on Fox News, I think even more so the past couple of years, and it's smart for them to do that. To try to reach that audience in a way that, you know, shows people what they're thinking, that balances out or counterpoints a lot of the conservative points. And Fox has been pretty good from what I've seen about having two sides of an issue on when they do that. But I think from us, from a news standpoint, I don't like this trend that we are allowing ourselves to serve almost as, I think, state or propaganda television. Sure, we have both sides on at times, but is really hearing talking points from Republicans and talking points from Democrats, is that news? Are we learning anything? Or are we just making ourselves sort of receptacles for propaganda and allowing them to use us? And I think it's a question we ought to be asking.
And the other question I think we should be asking is, when somebody makes a claim during an interview and that claim is false, no one questions it. And I'm talking about Democratic claims as well as Republican claims. I mean, they'll slide one in there that's a complete fabrication, and the host that's doing the interview doesn't take the time to either challenge them. It's just like it's a softball game.
Well, may I differ with you on one point? They do for President Trump. I mean, they drop everything to make sure that he is fact-checked in real time if possible. They'll even interrupt a hearing to make their claim that something he said is either a lie or is somehow otherwise untrue. But I do think you're right that too often when we're doing interviews, maybe we're not well-informed enough to counter a claim or at least raise a counterpoint to it if there is one. Although I will say, I listened to an excerpt of an interview that Anderson Cooper did in his town hall, I guess it was, sort of format with James Comey, the former FBI director, the other night. And he was pretty good, you know, better than I think some people would expect at challenging Comey on some of the things he said that don't seem to fit with the facts as we know them. So we're not good enough at it, to be sure, and we should be better at it on both sides, no matter who's making the claims, as long as we're well enough informed to make the counterpoint. So I take your point, but I think there is some of that, but it's selective.
Cheryl Atkinson, host of Full Measure, tomorrow morning, ABC 7, 10 o'clock, and just a fascinating story on the Jonestown massacre and how Representative Jackie Speier actually survived that attack and now is serving in Congress. Cheryl, thank you, and have a wonderful Mother's Day.
You too. I appreciate it. Thanks.
7:26, Saturday morning update, WMAL. News coming up at 7:30. We've got Tony Schaefer and KT McFarland on the way.
The lowest fee in real estate is coming soon to Washington, D.C. There's no longer any reason to pay 6% to sell your home. Introducing Rex. Rex sells homes for the lowest fee in the industry. 2% total, saving thousands of dollars per transaction. With Rex, you get a full-service team backed by technology. They don't market homes the way traditional agents do. Rex uses advanced digital marketing tactics to directly target hundreds of qualified buyers to your home the moment it goes on the market. And Rex charges only 2% total, not the 6% commission your local broker expects. Get started now by calling 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME. Since 2015, Rex has saved homeowners millions of dollars in fees across California, Texas, New York, and Colorado. Now it's your time, Washington, D.C., to sign on for a simplified and cost-savings approach to buying or selling a home. To get started, call now at 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME. Rex Real Estate Exchange Incorporated.
Do you speak Social Security? Not many of us do, but the people at the Social Security office are going to be throwing a lot of new terms at you when you show up to claim your benefits. Terms like deferring, suspending, and recalculating, just to name a few. Confused? Don't be, because Abe Abish of Abish Financial Services does speak Social Security, and he's happy to translate. Abe and his wife Shelley are inviting you to a complimentary dinner at one of the area's best fine dining restaurants, where he'll explain the things you need to know to not only make claiming your benefits easier, but also how to maximize those benefits. And you'll learn some things that can potentially increase the amount of your monthly benefits. But reservations are a must. For details and available dates, call 571-577-9968. That's 571-577-9968. Or online at retirementkeyradio.com.
Abish Financial is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, offered through Abraham Abish. Virginia Insurance Number 557-877.
At Blue Cross Blue Shield, our companies take what we learn from covering one in three Americans to make healthcare work better. From pinpointing hotspots for childhood asthma and taking action to keep kids in school, to matching patients with the primary care doctors they need. We use our unmatched data and unique insights to address the needs of the communities we serve for the health of America. Learn more at bcbsprogresshealth.com. The Blue Cross Blue Shield Association is an association of independent, locally operated Blue Cross and Blue Shield companies.
Albin Cat, your local Caterpillar dealer, has the deals that will help put yellow in your lot and green in your wallet. With 0% financing for 48 months or cash back, you could be sitting in a skid steer, compact track loader, or a mini excavator today. To find a solution that best fits your needs, visit our showroom on Hornbaker Road in Manassas. Or visit digwithcat.com. That's digwithcat.com. Dealer territory restrictions may apply.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. President Donald Trump does not consider North Korea's recent launch of short-range ballistic missiles a breach of trust.
They're certainly downplaying what they see as very standard, according to the U.S. President Donald Trump. That's a very different line to the one he was taking when things were going well with North Korea. He did continually say, as long as North Korea is not testing missiles or nuclear capabilities, then I'm happy. That's good enough for me.
Correspondent Paula Hancox. For the second time since March, there are closures on the George Washington Parkway because of a sinkhole. The northbound lanes are closed from Route 123 to the Beltway near Dead Run until further notice. The southbound lanes remain open. There's good and bad news at the Kennedy Center. Construction of its expanded campus is almost done, but it's not there yet, and that means road closures this weekend. There are closures between Virginia Avenue and Potomac River Freeway behind the Lincoln Memorial. Spokesperson Michelle Pandoli says there have been partial closures for the last 2 years.
This weekend is the final total closure, and within the next 6 to 8 weeks, even the partial closures will come to an end.
Drivers approaching from the north on Rock Creek Parkway will follow a detour onto Virginia Ave. Drivers approaching from the south will follow a detour onto the ramp that leads to I-66. In sports, the Nats were blanked by the Dodgers, falling by a 5-0 margin. Game 3 in that series tonight. In the NBA semifinals, the Golden State Warriors beat the Rockets 118-113. In hockey playoff action tonight, the Blues take on the Sharks. Up next, traffic and weather on WMAL.
Achoo! It could be the worst allergy season in years, but you don't have to suffer. Your home should be an oasis, but pollen and other allergens can burrow deep into your area and oriental rugs. Combine that with dirt, pet odors, and even bacteria. You don't need new rugs. You just need Hadid.
For all your oriental rug cleaning needs, just one call to Joe Hadid.
And with Hadid's new signature service, you can choose from a menu of cleaning options designed for all types of rugs. It's faster, more efficient, and saves you money. And with the new pricing structure, you can afford to have your rugs cleaned more often, because a clean home is a healthy home. And now, take advantage of our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get the third rug cleaned absolutely free. Or get 15% off any implant rug cleaning. Some restrictions apply. Plus, we have big news. Joe has developed a new formula for removing pet stains and odor. It truly is revolutionary. To learn more about all the new cleaning options and the new pricing structure, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
At Live Casino and Hotel, your loyalty goes a long way. Like $25 in free play when you sign up for a Live Rewards card. And if you download the My Live Rewards app and link your new Live Rewards account, we'll enter you into our monthly drawing for $10,000 cash. Sign up today through June 30th. Visit the Live Rewards kiosk or livecasinohotel.com for details. 30 minutes from DC, just off the BW Parkway. Must be 21. Must be a new Live Rewards member. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When it comes to planning for retirement, information is key. Inform yourself by listening to The Retirement Key, Saturdays at 2 here on WMAL.
And visit retirementkeyradio.com.
It's 7:33, WMAL Traffic and Weather. Here's Christine Eads in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good news on 95 southbound in Lorton. All accident activity has been moved over the shoulder, so all your lanes are open. 95 southbound, everything reopened and moving back at speed. On the BW Parkway northbound at 32, all your northbound lanes are shut down because of serious crash. As you make your way through Fort Meade, you're going to have to follow police direction to get around the accident activity. Southbound lanes are open. And in Vienna, Route 7 westbound at 123, that accident takes away your two left lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, your WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, mostly cloudy, then showers likely in the late afternoon, a high in the mid-60s. Right now, 66 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on WMAL.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune into WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Islanders in the Caribbean like to say that if you don't like the weather, wait 10 minutes. Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, and that's great advice for the stock market, too. It's easy to get upset when the market falls, but what we have to remember is that this too shall pass. Now, that's easy to say, but sometimes it can feel hard to do. So in times like these, when stock prices are swinging wildly one day to the next, making you worry that your financial future might be at risk, here's the advice you need. Don't feel that you have to go it alone. I invite you to talk with one of my experienced financial planners at Edelman Financial Engines. Let's take a look at your investments and see if they're doing what you need and expect. We'll either reassure you that you're doing what you should be doing, or we'll give you recommendations to help you get the peace of mind you need so you can, well, wait for the sun to shine once again. Call us at 888-PLAN-RIC. That's 888-PLAN-RIC. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Listen, if you're back in the singles market, don't be distracted by all the online dating apps and algorithms. The truth is, finding a real connection in person works so much better. And that's what the professional matchmakers at It's Just Lunch do for you. Imagine having a dedicated recruiter for your dating life who guarantees you will go out on dates. Well, that's exactly what It's Just Lunch promises. First, they get to know you. Then they get you on real dates with other educated professionals in a fun and safe environment. Could be lunch, could be drinks after work. The point is, finding a real connection today requires professional, personal expertise. So take control of your dating life today. Call them at 202-466-6699. That's 202-466-6699. Or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. It's Just Lunch. Connection awaits with guaranteed dates.
Saturday morning update, WMAL. It is 7:36, and we are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is with us every week. Retired Senior Intelligence Operation Officer, more than 20 years with the U.S. Army, now President of the London Center for Policy Research in Manhattan. Tony, good morning.
Hey, Rick, always great to be on. Thanks for having me.
Well, James Comey, back like the flu you had hoped had gone away, and he's out on the book circuit this week because he has his paper book out, so did the CBS this morning and also a CNN town hall. What do you think, he's going to run for president next or what? But anyway, I wanted to play a clip from the town hall and just get your impressions, because this, I know, is something that stood out to you that Comey said the other night.
But sending an investigator undercover to meet with somebody who is connected to the campaign, they claimed he was later on just a coffee boy, that is an extreme step, no?
No, it's a reasonable... That was the guy, Papadopoulos, who was the subject of the information we got from the Australians, that he had talked to the Russians.
Wow. And apparently Comey feels that that's totally normal.
Yeah, this... Pick it up right there. First, simply talking as part of a campaign to anybody, any foreign government, is not unusual. He's a national security guy. He's been talking to people, you know, national security. I talk to people all the time of foreign nations, and it has nothing to do with intelligence collection. So Comey is completely wrong here. And the Australian issue he's picking up on was essentially what we call a dangle. That was a something done by the FBI for purposes, or in this case, I think, a CIA and FBI, to actually prompt someone to do something. It's essentially entrapment. And no, it is not normal ever for the FBI, as essentially the federal police, to involve themselves in a domestic campaign. This is illegal. And remember where we started, Rick, and this is very important. In March of 2017, when President Trump said he was wiretapped, and we all said at that point, a few of us said it was true, and we're going to come to find there was a larger effort to spy on the campaign, everybody denied it. Jim Comey and others said the president was crazy, you know, and now they're basically trying to change the narrative. Well, of course the president's crazy. We had to spy on him in his campaign. Think about that. So this is where we're at, and this is why now Comey and others are out trying to defend their actions instead of now denying them, because there's no denying them based on the recent revelations. It's all about now trying to change the narrative, and that's what Comey was doing. And, boy, I don't think I'd be out on TV celebrating the anniversary of my being fired, but that's how bad this is for him. He's left with this trying to rewrite history, and frankly, we cannot, as the American people, either side of the political aisle, stand for this being accepted. You cannot have the FBI involving itself in domestic politics ever like this.
I watched your YouTube video at the Epoch Times interview on FISA abuse, and it's on YouTube. And one thing that strikes out is sort of the levels that this would have gone through. Tell us a little bit about that.
So in a case like this, when you're talking about U.S. citizens, you and I are U.S. citizens presumed to have certain rights that, you know, they're constitutionally captured. And for an FBI agent or CIA person to involve themselves clandestinely in your life takes a very high level of authority. EO 12333, Executive Order 12333, signed back during the Reagan years, provides certain guidelines that require that any time a federal agent involves themselves in your life, if you're a U.S. citizen, it must be disclosed. To get something called non-disclosed participation, that is to say that they can lie to you about who they are and what they're doing, they can only do that with certain authorities. And Rick, those authorities are all retained at the National Security level, the Council level, at the White House. And I know this because I've run these type of operations. And so to actually have involvement in a U.S. citizen's life, you know, in some contact way where you're undercover, it takes that, and you're a U.S. citizen, it takes the White House to clear that. That goes to the time was Susan Rice. So this is something that, again, needs to be examined in great detail, because what Comey's saying happened is routine, can only have been approved by the White House.
Interesting. Let's turn to a development here from Joe Biden this week and remind folks of the presidential debate between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney at the time when Obama basically smacked down Romney and said, you know, Russia, the Cold War's over, and really beat him up. Well, Biden was out on the campaign trail in Iowa, and here's what he had to say about China.
China is going to eat our lunch? Come on, man. They can't even figure out how to deal with the fact that they have this great division between the China Sea and the mountains in the east, I mean in the west. They can't figure out how they're going to deal with the corruption that exists within the system. I mean, they're not bad folks, but guess what? They're not competition for us.
All right, so Biden's not worried about China.
Well, two things. First, I hope he can learn his directions better regarding where China is what, you know, within their own territory. And secondly, his son actually was able to obtain some very lucrative deals, you know, during the time he was vice president. So that needs to be looked at. But most importantly, and I did an editorial in the Daily Caller on this where I talk about, you know, Joe Biden's unhealthy fetish with China. Look, this is not 1972. This is not a China where they're just coming out of the dark ages, coming out of the days of Mao. They're a robust, very sophisticated, country with a number of interests. And Mark Milley, the chief of staff of the Army, who's going to be the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs, has actually made comments in the media about what a real aggressor they are militarily in the Pacific. So I don't know how, you know, Mr. Biden is trying to learn about the Chinese, but by going to Chinese restaurants is not the way to do it.
And one quick note, the relationship of his son to a state-owned bank in China?
Right. $1 billion deal there, Rick. And this is something that apparently came out of meetings that Joe Biden himself had in China. They say, you know, he's got his son on the plane, Hunter, going over and closing some sort of a very large lucrative deal where he was paid for it. So this is no accident. And this is something that's going to clearly come up during the campaign. Now, the reason I'm saying this, and I think because obviously there's been this whole collusion, quote unquote, narrative regarding Russia. Look, you cannot look at this without looking and seeing that this Russia relationship, I mean, this Chinese relationship with Joe Biden and his son, is something much deeper and much more definite than any collusion. It's a financial relationship. So it's something that has to be looked at.
And I want to point folks to your article, your opinion piece. Headline, There's Something About Joe Biden, His China Fetish. And you will find that at the Daily Caller. It is penned by Tony Schaefer. And real quick, Patrick Shanahan, of course, he's the incoming Secretary of Defense, assuming he gets the confirmation, reprogramming funds for border security. Smart move?
Yeah, it is. And this is something the president had the option to do for since he was in office. And so I think that's the right thing to do. Patrick Shanahan's now going to be on course to be the next Secretary of Defense. He was investigated and cleared for conflict of interest back in March. And I think the Pentagon's going in the right direction on this. Patrick Shanahan and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Joe Dunford, were down on the border, I think, within the last 30 days, and they did kind of an examination. I think they understand what they can do, and I think the Pentagon's going to do it.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, again, his opinion piece is in the Daily Caller. And that video we were talking about, 70,000 hits, Tony. Congratulations on that. That's great.
Thank you.
You bet. We'll see you next week. 7:45, Saturday morning update. WMAL, time for a check of the traffic and weather. Christine Eads is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Expect some delays on 395 making your way southbound right around Duke Street. Accident activity taking away your right lane and right shoulder. Minor delays to get past the accident activity. And in McLean on the GW Parkway northbound, all northbound lanes are shut down because of a sinkhole from George Bush Center for Intelligence to the Beltway. And on the BW Parkway northbound, all your northbound lanes are shut down because of a serious crash at 32. Police are having you exit at 198. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, your WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers today, high 66. Rain for Mother's Day, high 56. Thunderstorms Monday, high 60. We'll be in the 60s and cloudy on Tuesday and Wednesday. 61 right now, going up to 66, 746. On the Saturday morning update, KT McFarland is next.
Hi, this is Simon Hamilton, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. Remember to check out our annual Outlook Seminar by logging on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and clicking on Annual Seminar. The goal of our seminar is clear. We'll leave economic predictions to the talking heads and instead help you understand what the markets themselves are telling us. Log in and see how the evidence suggests you can be positioned to properly balance potential return with risk management.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated.
So the pools and the beaches are going to open in a month. Is your body bathing suit ready? Fortunately, mine is, thanks completely to EMP Winity Weight Loss. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Now, not long ago, I looked in the mirror and I looked flabby and not all that healthy. But EMP Winity changed all that. I lost almost 6 pounds the first week and I'm now down 40 pounds in total. Just like me, you too can lose weight. Keep it off. Look amazing. And feel 10 years younger. Why? Because EMP 180 is your guided roadmap to weight loss, renewed health, more energy, toned muscles, and that feeling of, oh yeah, when everyone says, wow, you look awesome. EMP 180 isn't a diet. It's a food behavior lifestyle change. With EMP 180, it's so easy to learn to eat well, eat smart, and banish those crazy cravings for wasted calories. For a limited time only, the first consultations are absolutely free, and financing is available. Best of all, they have locations all around the D.C. area, so there's sure to be an EMP 180 weight loss center near you. Check them out. Call 855-888-0180. Visit emp180.com or Google emp180.
You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. This is Mary Walter. I know firsthand that Thompson Creek Window Company does it all. They design, build, and install replacement windows so you won't pay the middleman markup. In the typical supply chain, the manufacturer builds a window, marks it up, and sells to a distributor, who then marks it up and sells the window to a dealer, who also adds their markup. That's a lot of markup. Plus, who's responsible if you have a warranty claim? Thompson Creek Window Company is different because they are the manufacturer, so you won't pay the middleman markup. And they are totally accountable to their customers. You get high-quality windows at an affordable price. Call now to save 40% for a limited time. Buy one window and get 40% off the next window, plus 0% interest until December 2020. See ThompsonCreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK before this offer is gone.
At PenFed Credit Union, we believe our nation's heroes deserve more. So we're offering our lowest rates of the season on VA loans. Finance up to 100% of the amount of your loan. Visit PenFed.org. That's PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA Equal Housing Lender. Call 1-800-970-7766 to obtain details about credit costs and terms.
PenFed got great rates for everyone.
7:49, it's the Saturday morning update on WMAL. We are joined by KT McFarland, who has served many roles in public service, starting out with the National Security Council under Henry Kissinger, and most recently, Deputy National Security Advisor. KT, good morning and happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you very much. I certainly hope to hear from my five children and five grandchildren sometime tomorrow.
I bet you will. President Trump, China trade deal. Of course, the trade talks ending late last night. the 11th hour round of U.S.-China talks ending without an agreement, the president turning down a deal instead of making a bad deal. And I wanted to get your take on why we are where we are and where we go next.
First of all, relax, everybody, as Trump said. This is 11 rounds. The Australians went 25 rounds with the Chinese before they got their deal. And in the end of the day, we will get a deal. But the problem is that at this particular round, we had a deal, but the Chinese reneged on it. They thought they could retrade the deal. And assuming that Trump, like every president before him, like Obama or like Bush and any negotiations they've had, that Trump would be so desperate for a deal, he would just say, okay, I'll do whatever you want, just give me the deal. But Trump said, I'm calling your bluff. Bye-bye. I'm going to raise tariffs to the same level that you have put on our goods. Rick, the thing is, everybody accuses Trump of starting a trade war. He didn't start a trade war. We've been in a trade war with China, which they started 20 years ago. Trump wants to end the trade war. He doesn't want tariffs on either side. He wants equal conditions, equal access to investment, equal access to exports, tariffs being the same, which is no tariffs. But the Chinese don't want to give up all the goodies and the benefits that we have happily given them for 20 years. Why should they? I mean, unless they have to. Now, that being said, they have to, because China needs us right now a lot more than we need them. They have to export $500 billion a year to us in goods, and there's no replacement for our market. Without our market, without us buying their stuff, their economy is in really big trouble. So the other thing to remember, too, is that we're in a really good place right now because our economy is good. We're the strongest we've been in decades, historically low unemployment, high growth, consumer confidence, and the job growth has been spread all across the age groups, genders, ethnic and minority groups who normally don't get to share in an improved economy. But China, right now in time, is in a weak position because their growth rates are struggling. They have really high debt. And the other parts of the world that would normally buy Chinese goods, they're struggling. So we're the only one left in town. We will eventually get a really good deal. But when we get the good deal, I certainly hope President Trump doesn't gloat and give them full credit so that they can save face.
While we're talking about deals and deal making, John Kerry seems to still want to be a deal maker with Iran.
Yeah.
He's had continuing conversations, whether direct or indirect, with Iran. The president's upset about it as the president puts more pressure on Iran these days. How appropriate is it for John Kerry to be, having his own diplomacy?
So bizarre. You know, the whole Russia probe thing started with the accusation that Trump and General Flynn, the national security advisor, briefly violated the Logan Act during the transition, but at a time when neither Trump nor Flynn or anybody else in the campaign or the transition, except probably me, knew what the Logan Act was. So if they think they're going to charge Trump with Logan Act violations, Kerry has violated the Logan Act deliberately and egregiously. And the Logan Act says that a private citizen isn't allowed to try to influence American foreign policy against what the government is saying. But I've been around a long time, and I've seen Logan Act violations just about every administration, maybe since LBJ. And I've always thought the Logan Act cries were just sour grapes. Because what happens is a new administration comes in, and they get some kind of a success. The old administration says, oh, we actually did all the work for that. That was really us. And we didn't get to claim credit for it because those sneaky guys who were coming into the new administration, they delayed the credit, they delayed the deal, and so they got to take the credit. I mean, Nixon was elected in 1968 and didn't get sworn in until January of 1969. In that couple of month period, the Johnson administration cried Logan Act violations because they weren't able to get a Vietnam peace deal. They said Nixon stole it from them. But the Vietnam War went on for another 4 years. The same thing happened in the Reagan administration, where Jimmy Carter was trying to negotiate the release of American hostages in Iran, and he didn't get the job done. And so when Reagan came in, they were immediately released. The Carter administration said, Logan Act violations. to me, that Logan Act thing, when it's used in modern day, is just an excuse for an administration that didn't get the job done, and they wanted an excuse to cover their failures.
And there's one difference here. Trump and Flynn were incoming. Kerry is gone. He's out.
He's history.
Right.
It's even more egregious, right?
To me, there's a difference there, yeah.
There is a little bit of a difference.
Exactly. All right. The president vilified for not bringing up election meddling when he had his phone conversation with Vladimir Putin. The Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, is off to meet with Putin in the coming week. What is your take on Trump, Pompeo, Russia?
Well, Trump and Pompeo are absolute. There's not an inch of difference between those two guys. They see the world exactly the same way. Let me tell you, and all the people who are listening to your show, which I hope is in the millions, the secret to understanding Donald Trump, don't listen to what he says. Watch what he does. Because he says a lot of different things. One day he's going to, you know, he calls him Little Rocket Man, Kim Jong-un. The next day he says, oh, he's my best friend. I'm in love with him. Trump jumps all over the place. He's his own good cop and his own bad cop. But watch what he does. Opposite of most politicians who will say just about anything but never deliver on any of their promises, Trump says outrageous things, but he does deliver on the promises. And as far as Russia, he's been much tougher on the Russians than Obama. He's imposed additional sanctions on Russia over Ukraine. He's given Ukraine lethal weapons to use against the Russians, which the Obama administration was only going to give them meals ready to eat. And Trump has rebuilt the American Armed Forces. So should he have brought up the election interference? Yeah, of course he should have. I mean, why not? Why lose an opportunity to call somebody out on something they've done wrong? And why lose an opportunity to put an implicit threat that if they keep doing what they've done wrong, that there'll be consequences to pay? But I'm not sure that it would have made a difference. Just look at what Trump does.
About a minute left. Kim Jong-un acting up again, missile launches this week. Media making a big deal of it. How big a deal is it?
He does it at every holiday. Every time that nobody's paid attention to him for long, Kim Jong-un jumps up and down. And if you think the Chinese negotiations are going to go 25 rounds, the North Koreans will go even longer.
KT McFarland, as always, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
And you have a lovely Mother's Day. 7:57, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL.
You like a good fit. We get it. Your best running shoes, your lucky cap, your favorite pair of jeans. Your favorite things feel made for you. Your education should, too. University of Maryland University College was founded more than 70 years ago to serve working adults and the military. Today, we continue that tradition by offering frequent start dates so you can get started on your schedule with convenient online learning. And by providing no-cost online resources, replacing most textbooks, because a college education can work for your wallet, too. University of Maryland University College. State University. Global campus. Made for you. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Earn a degree or certificate with University of Maryland University College. Apply now and we'll waive your application fee. Undergraduate and graduate classes start May 20th. Visit umuc.edu/radio and apply today. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Washington wins.
Wow.
With 4K a day.
Thank you very much. That's great.
On WMAL, your shot at $1,000 happens four times each weekday.
Hi, I'm George. Keep listening to win $1,000.
WMAL.
Hey, do you have plans on Sunday morning? If not, then plan to wake up with me, Eric Stewart of Long & Foster, at 8 a.m. for the Pointing You Home show. It's your number one local real estate news resource. And with over 30 years of experience, I've pretty much seen it all. During our time, I will take you through all of the questions you might have about buying and selling real estate, as well as important local DMV real estate news on selling or buying a home. To start learning today or to find out more, just Google the Eric Stewart Group right now.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
That's it for the Saturday morning update. Have a very happy Mother's Day weekend. Garden Sense follows the news next with Heather Curtis.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 8, I'm Heather Curtis.